The world is ripe right now for physical therapy. They're literally opening our doors to us. But that same door is going to slam back in our faces if we don't do our job right. So as much as we have these opportunities right now, there's also a lot of responsibilities attached to being a physical therapist. So if we don't forget that, I think we're going to do good.
Got to catch up with Kathy Mariella and Maria Aguila at an event in New Jersey. Kathy works for the APTA of New Jersey, so does Maria. Got to talking about a variety of topics, including diversity in the profession and how to improve it. I want to thank Owens Recovery Science for helping sponsor the show and a great cancer fundraiser we're running with right now with the Multiple Myeloma Foundation. Johnny and the crew over at Owens Recovery Science doubling your donation. You donate 20, Johnny makes it 40. Very nice of them to do. So you can jump on that on our Twitter feed or our Facebook page at PT Pintcast. Want to thank Johnny and the crew for sponsoring the show. Owens Recovery Science, a single source for therapists seeking certification in blood flow restriction rehabilitation training and the equipment you need to apply it. Check out OwensRecoveryScience.com for more info.
The best conversations happen at happy hour. Welcome to ours.
Welcome aboard.
This is the PT Pintcast. Here's your host, physical therapist, Jimmy McKay.
All right, welcome to PT Pintcast. I'm your host, physical therapist, Jimmy McKay. We are overlooking the Hudson River right now, doing the show live in New Jersey, but we're staring at New York City. It feels good to look at the Big Apple. And joined with some fellow physical therapists from New Jersey, from the APTA New Jersey. Introduce yourselves.
Hi, I'm Maria Aguila. I'm one of the council of directors for the APTA New Jersey.
Along with?
Hi, and I'm Kathy Mirella, and I am director of clinical education at Rutgers University. I serve as the federal affairs liaison for the New Jersey chapter.
I feel like you do lots of different things. I've done
many different things.
Yeah, like somebody was asking, who are you talking to? I'm like, I'm talking to Kathy. Like, what does she do? And I was like, now a lot of things. In the past, more things.
Yes.
But what other roles have you had? You've had a lot.
So I retired last year from the APTA Board of Directors. I was on the board for 8 years.
Yeah.
And so people have been asking me, what are you doing now? And I'm like, well, I really wanted to take some time off. So I only said yes to 4 things this year.
Yeah.
So which is a lot of fun. But I'm enjoying some downtime, but I still feel connected.
Yeah. And how long have you been at Rutgers?
I have been at Rutgers for 14 years.
Good for you. Scarlet Knights. We had an event that actually tied together Rutgers, APTA New Jersey, and this podcast with Eric LeGrand. He had a flag football tournament.
Yes.
You guys jumped in, not with one flag football team for the tournament. You guys loaded up and got two.
I did play.
Did you play?
I did play in it.
How'd
we
that
were,
go?
Actually, we had two teams, but and we actually played both teams. So instead of playing just three games, we actually ended up playing for all 6 games. So it was fun. We actually did, I think, made it to the top 2, but then we declined when it came to the finals. We're exhausted.
You guys are done. Well, you guys jumped in. That was a flag football tournament for a former guest on the show, Eric LeGrand, who is an advocate for patients living with spinal cord injury and the Christopher and Dana Reeve Foundation. Just, this guy's everywhere. He's also a reporter for Fox. He does pretty much everything and shines a great light. Super just upbeat attitude. I mean, one of the best guys. Whenever you see anything Eric does, he just smiles. And we saw he had the flag football tournament. And it's in New Jersey. What's that?
He recently had a 5K.
Yeah, he had a walk 5K. This guy's all over. And we saw the flag football tournament. We said, let's jump in on it. Let's put, you know, we always talk about how do we shine a light on what we actually do with human beings. And this is a great way to say, we'll come to your thing and we'll support your event. So, yeah, again, APTA New Jersey, not one team, but two. And you went both ways. I like that. You played offense and defense and played on two different teams. I got a jersey.
Oh, okay.
Out of it, so I was pretty psyched. So just describe your role, Maria, with APTA New Jersey. We'll start there.
I have to say, first of all, Kathy was actually one of my mentors
in
Rutgers, and she really was the key to me being very active in the APTA. My story is that I'm a foreign-educated physical therapist, so I graduated from the Philippines for my bachelor's, practiced for about 5 years and decided to go back to school. And I realized, really the future of physical therapy is going towards the doctoring profession. So at that time, I was not an APTA member. And that was because I wasn't really aware, as to what APTA does. And it was in Kathy's class that she's the role model, the spokesperson. really, for the APTA. And that really got me thinking of, you know what? Yes, why not? You know, like, why can I serve where I am, you know? And while a lot of us physical therapists are comfortably practicing, you know, within the four walls of our clinic, hospitals and all that, there's other volunteer members right there and people in their leadership who are actually making sure that we're able to practice our profession, you know, and do a lot of other things for our profession moving forward.
Well, let's start from the start. You know, why did you become a member? You know, Kathy and I were actually talking before we hit record. What was it that either she said or did or exposed you to? Because you have a very unique background, foreign trained, that decided to, you know, to come and practice here and then go back to school. And there are a lot of clinicians like that, but not many who take the leap to be an active member in our association. So what was it that drew you in?
Well, for one, I realized that, you know what, there is a lot that I can offer, not just in the clinic. And I do believe in leadership, that leadership actually, you know, starts from each individual. Yeah. Like, I'm a leader when I'm with an interface with my patients. I'm a leader in my home, and why not be a leader as well in my association, you know? But before that, you know, before you can become a leader, you do need to become a member, right? You just can't stir things around without really knowing things. So having been an active member, no, before that, actually having known about APTA and really what they do for me, I just have a lot of gratitude, I have to say.
Why? For what? I agree. I love it. But why?
Yeah, I have a lot of gratitude because, you know, I am living what a lot of people would say an American dream. And a lot of opportunities have been afforded for me, for my husband, who's also a physical therapist, you know. And I think that there's nothing more than the greatest show for me of my gratitude in turn would to actually be served and volunteer at that. Not just serve, but actually volunteer, which means I'm not paid at all. You know, there's so many ways to serve. You don't have to be like an APTA New Jersey leader, like right away. Like,
you know,
I
be like Maria running around,
yes,
doing everything.
Exactly.
Free. Well, let's stop right there. I love the fact that, you know, you really looked at what the APTA gave to you first before,
yes,
you were even a member, the opportunities it afforded you. And you said, you know what? I'm grateful for that. How do we get other people similar to yourself? You know, Kathy and I were talking. You mentioned the motion that was brought before the House on this very issue in terms of how do we get more. What was the issue that was brought forward?
So the issue that was brought forward was about diversity in physical therapy, not only in the association but in the profession, but both. And this is not a unique concern. In PT, it's in health professions in general, but here in New Jersey, we live in one of the most diverse parts of the country, and yet we're still not a very diverse profession, and we're not a very diverse association. So on the national level, there was a motion passed to try to get APTA to improve professional diversity, and it's a really hard challenge, and I think part of it is, how do we make people of diverse backgrounds aware of what APTA does? And, you know, Maria got her feet wet by entering a DPT program. She was exposed because she was in a course and heard the information that was presented and discussed. So that's the question, is how do you touch those other people? What do you do to draw them in? And I think the first step is to make them welcome and do some kind of outreach and model the behavior. And so I'm thrilled that Maria has taken this next step.
Yeah, we want to make more Marias.
Of her issues. We want a lot more Marias,
yeah.
Absolutely.
How do we get that? So what do you think?
Well, so we are talking about increasing diversity, right? So I just wanted to note, like, if we're going to talk about the figures, empirical data shows that about 20% of practicing physical therapists are actually foreign trained. But if you're also going to take the membership, only about 28% really are members of the APTA New Jersey. So that's And out of that, I would say less than 3% actually are foreign educated. Yeah, and I think there's a lot of, you know, like there's a lot of factors that contributes to that. And personally, I would say one is really lack of awareness. You know, number two, there's a lot of issues that's really unique to foreign educated PTs that doesn't really, it doesn't make APTA membership a priority for them. But then what I wanted, and I think that that's one of my advocacies for the APTA in New Jersey, is that I want them to be more aware. Like as a foreign educated PT, I know that practice ownership, like what we were talking about earlier, was not really stressed to me as a student. And that is what I got actually from Kathy's class, is that idea of practice ownership, okay, that I am responsible and at the same time I'm liable for all my decisions, you know, in the clinic, which I do for my patient first and second to my employer.
We were talking about practice ownership versus business ownership. And really, so at first glance, someone might hear practice ownership and think you are the owner of a business, you have a facility. But really, practice ownership, you're talking about owning your license and that being your practice, how you interact.
Exactly. You know, we are, if we are doctors of physical therapy, then individually, right, we exercise our clinical judgment and we practice that clinical judgment. So we are also very much liable at the same time individually for everything that we do towards our patients. And that's the thing. A lot of physical therapists, I don't think, realizes that it doesn't matter whoever employs you. The thing is that you have to know, like you have to know the rules. You have to know what's right by the patient. And ideally, the policies and regulations of each practice follows these rules, but it's not always the case. And if you don't know, you know, you're more likely to do things that are actually not in line with what's actually the right thing to do.
And I don't know, or I wasn't informed, is not a valid defense. You can't use that. So I want to go back. What's one thing? You know, a couple people listen to this show a month. Let's say there's somebody out there who is a physical therapist who maybe had a similar background with you, but didn't have that touch point in your class to be exposed to the APTA. What's one thing you'd want them to know? Somebody who's from this bank of diversity, we want to draw into the association. What's one thing you'd want them to know about why?
That, you know, when we go here, actually, it doesn't really matter where we came from, as much as we represent the Physical Therapy Association to the patients and to the public. You know, like patients wouldn't always ask you where you came from. Patients would always ask you when you're in the clinic, which is usually where the interface, you know, is, who you are and what do you do. And as far as I'm concerned, I'm a physical therapist,
period.
Yeah. You know, so I should be in one with what the APTA does, what the profession does. So that's the thing. And the APTA, as much as, and I know because, you know, I do work in the leadership, I do work with everybody. It's a two-way street, just like in a relationship. We can only move forward and draw you in, but unless you actually enter that door, we can't force you, you know. And I have to say, again, contrary to what everybody says, it is a welcoming community. And I think a community can only be welcoming if you put it in your head that you are welcomed in there, you know. So that's one thing that I would have to say. And the other thing is that we in the APTA, you know, strive to be a factual resource of all this information that's not readily available to foreign educated PTs. You know, like a lot of the advices that we get, decisions are made usually out of the advices of friends, you know, who usually comes from the same cultural background. And as much as they're very helpful, a lot of these also are colored by opinions. So they may not always be factual. And that's my thing, is that we as an association has to provide that factual
that
information.
Resource.
Exactly.
Love that. All right. Well, after the break, I want to talk about being a member actively and being a member passively and why it's important to be one and not the other. And I'm pretty sure we know which one's more important.
The PT Pinecast will be right back.
Hey guys, the Movement Maestro here, letting you know that Rock Tape is so much more than just a tape company. We are a movement company. Move stronger, longer with the world's best kinesiology tape, topical pain relief, mobility equipment, and protective gear. But that's not all. Learn from the best with our industry-leading continuing education courses. Want 20% off your first product purchase? Head on over to shop.rocktape.com and use the code PTPINECAST. Again, for the folks in the back, that's shop.rocktape.com and enter the code PTPINECAST. Rock Tape, the world's best kinesiology tape, the movement industry's new standard for education.
Let's
Let's do this.
Back to the PT Podcast with Jimmy McKay.
Want to thank our friends at Arias Medical Staffing for helping us keep the show on the air. If you're looking to get a job anywhere in the 50 U.S. states, they've got you covered short-term, long-term, got continuing education information, housing, the whole nine yards. It's AURESmedical.com. Maria, you're in the New Jersey area. Have you always lived in New Jersey and practice here?
Actually, I lived 4 months in New York. Decided to cross, the river.
The river,
yes,
yeah.
Because of job opportunities for my husband. And we were thinking maybe, someday we're going to move back. But so far, we've been enjoying it. And we've actually moved suburban. So
yeah, now you guys are out in the burbs.
Yes.
Well, if you're looking to go anywhere in the 50 U.S. states, test out some areas. 13-week assignment's not bad. 3 months, test out an area. Hawaii? They've got some opportunities there right now. Colorado, not bad when you want to ski in the winter. So get an opportunity from Arias at AURESmedical.com. So you guys are obviously, in favor of membership to your association. And if you're a member of the APTA, you're also a member of your state chapter. We just want to make sure people know that, depending on where you live. But being a member is really just kind of step one. So what's the difference between being a member and being a little more than a member?
So let's go back to being physical therapists, right? Passive motion versus active motion.
PTs are right there with you.
Exactly. There are benefits to both, right? But what really makes a change long term, right, would be the active membership, active movement, therefore active membership, right? You don't grow the muscles. You don't make the profession stronger by moving passively. You want active membership. And how do we become active? You don't transport the biceps into your sternocleidomastoid, right? Like, you don't need to move and do a role that you're not comfortable with or that you're not built for. You just need to be active where you are and contribute where you are. So if that means, just like what our President Paul Vidal said, earlier, one of our initiatives right now is a key legislative contact. All you have to do really is know what the issues are in your area, what the issues are facing our profession right now, specifically in APTA New Jersey, of course. Get the phone, be involved, call your legislator, maybe spread the word to the patients, because whatever happens to our profession directly affects our patients.
Love that.
And the population that we serve, the community that we serve. So that's one example of an active membership.
You came from the Philippines, you're trained there, you came here. I know where you are now, but I can see a future in advertising or marketing for you right there.
Actually, that was a background.
Was it really?
Before I became a practicing physical therapist, I did work, pharmaceuticals.
So I
kind of made a 180-degree turn.
Yeah, but what you just did there is you framed it. The audience is 99.9% physical therapists listening to this, and then you framed the difference between active and passive in a way that they are 100% going to understand active and passive motion. So you gave one example, Maria, of active membership being something with affairs and calling legislators. Give me some other examples, because I have former classmates and colleagues who they want to be involved, but there's this barrier. It's a perceived barrier because they think they have to go all in. They think they have to run for some sort of office within the association. But you guys need help in small bits. Like you said, bicep, SCM, wherever you're comfortable, whatever you're comfortable doing, we can find something for you to do. What else can people do and help?
I actually have to say, never underestimate the power of information and being informed. Because an informed member, to me, is more actively going to be an active member rather one that's not informed at all. So, attend district meetings if you can. If you want to have more interface with your fellow physical therapists other than who you work with every day. We do have conferences. In New Jersey, we have spring conferences. We have fall conferences. And then when we have all these conferences, we're always looking for people to volunteer. What else? Be an advocate, really. Be an advocate, and always say this to the students, because I also teach as one of the instructors, adjunct instructors in Rutgers, is that be an advocate for the patient. Because you were talking about advertising. I think that in the world of physical therapy, I believe in the word of mouth as the most powerful tool of advertising. And a patient that's happy is worth 100 more patients.
We'll sing it from the rooftops.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. You can't buy you can't buy an ad that powerful.
Exactly. And that is how I work in a small like mom and pop, you know, physical therapy office, like I said, in one of the neighborhoods in Jersey City. And it's really how we grew our practice. I don't have any partnerships with doctors, but it was really our patients who promoted our services to, you know, I have 3-4 generations of families coming in. I would have spouses, co-workers.
Do good work and the word will spread.
Yeah, you know, so.
All right. Last thing I wanted to bring up. Oh, so make sure you throw out a website. Where can people find out more information specifically about the New Jersey chapter? Where are they going to go?
It's the American Physical Therapy Association. It's actually APTANJ.com. Perfect. Or .org. I'm so sorry.
Oh, so APTA.
And I just wanted to also one thing more, okay, is that officially, okay, we've changed APTA small caps NJ. We are now APTA big caps NJ.
Okay.
Okay. That's so I think that signals, because before we used to write APTA NJ, small NJ. Now it's big NJ because physical therapy has arrived.
We have arrived.
Literally and
go caps.
Figuratively.
All
yes.
caps.
Yes. But I also have to say though, all caps. Yes, of course. And I keep saying this to the students, is that the world is ripe right now for physical therapy. They're literally opening our doors to us. But that same door is going to slam back in our faces if we don't do our job right.
Sure.
So as much as we have these opportunities right now, there's also a lot of responsibilities attached to being a physical therapist. So as a business owner as well, I always say I'm a physical therapist first, who just happened to have business, you know how. So if we don't forget that, I think we're going to do good.
Love it. Last thing I wanted to ask, Kathy. So Maria took a non-traditional route to where she is now. We love that. But because maybe she didn't go to PT school here in the U.S., she didn't have that touch point of being exposed in class. What can we do about that to get that touch point? Or what are some things we can really put some energy at, either at the individual level or at the national level, to get more Maria? We want more Marias, is what we're saying.
Yeah. I really think it's all about relationship building, and those touch points happen on a one-to-one basis. And it sounds cliche, but every member who touches another potential member has the ability to talk about the benefits, and not the laundry list of, you know, you get car rentals at a discount price, which is really great, that's... You know, that's not why I'm a member, but why it's meaningful to me, and to help people understand that there's a career trajectory. So you may choose to be more involved at some points in your career than others. So it's okay to be more active at some points and less active at others, depending on what's going on in your career or in your family life. There's that work-life integration piece that people need to deal with. So I think acknowledging that, and you don't have to be a capital L leader throughout your career, like that's okay. And then what is it that is appealing? Like, how do you want to get engaged? Do you want to be, I've had people tell me that they walk into the House of Delegates and they look around and say, oh, I want to be that. I want to be that level of leadership. When I was a new delegate, I looked at those who were interviewing for the board of directors and I thought, that'll never be me. And there I was years later. So everyone has different interests. Some people like governance. Some people want that House of Delegates experience. Some of our members really want to work in practice and improve practice and get involved in sections and work on practice guidelines or practice communities. So there's a wide variety of reasons. It's not a one-size-fits-all.
There's a spot for you.
Yeah,
and there's
absolutely
a why for you, so
yeah,
come find
and
it.
And so it's a matter of connecting and finding that place and trying a few things and seeing what works.
I always say go to an event. Go to one event, local, national, state, doesn't matter.
Yeah, get your foot in the door.
Just feel it. If it's not right for you, it's not, but I'm going to guess it probably will be. Maria's dying. What do you got?
Okay, if time and effort is not available right now, you can always donate to our PT plan, you know, because... That
ABC, Marie, that always be closing.
Dan, this is for you, okay? No, because but that's the truth, you know? Like, to be able to get our issues into the door of the legislators, we need to be at these functions. And that's the thing, you know?
Love it.
So, you know, part of my story is that I was a very engaged young therapist, but when I had young children, I stepped back. And, you know, APTA and that connection was kind of my lifeline for a little while. And so how did I stay active? It was just staying aware and staying connected. And so that was extremely helpful when I did re-engage. So, you know, anybody can make a phone call. Anybody can write a letter. You know, we don't all have to be everything at all times.
Love it. All right. So last part of the show is we call it Parting Shots.
This is The Parting Shot.
The Parting Shot is brought to you by Fox Rehabilitation, their mission to rehabilitate lives by believing in the strength of people. They believe in their clients and their ability to achieve what they once thought impossible. Optimal function to rehabilitate their lives. Find out more at foxrehab.org.
Maria's looking around for the shot glasses. No, one more sentiment, one more thought you'd want to leave with the audience. For your parting shot, what if it's somebody out there who maybe was similar to your background? Foreign trained, came here. Why should they get involved? What's your parting shot for that?
It's transforming, I think. Getting involved is transforming in a lot of ways. It integrates you at a bigger level. And at the same time, it's also, like I said, a chance to give back this time for all the opportunities that were given for you.
Love it. All right, Kathy, got to follow that one. So parting shot of wisdom, what would you say to the audience of why they should reach out and try to find a Maria out there and bring her into the association?
And I'm going to paraphrase my dear friend Sharon Dunn. We're better together.
Look at that.
And every voice matters. We are so much a better product when we are all engaged. And those voices are welcome. They're encouraged. And they will indeed make us better prepared to deal with the opportunity that is right in front of us, right before our eyes.
Yeah, love that. Ladies, appreciate you guys coming out and doing this with us. And APTA NJ.org, all caps. Thanks very much for your time, guys.
The PT Pinecast is a product of PT Pinecast LLC. It is hosted and produced by PT Pinecast CEO Jim McKay and CBO Sky Donovan from Marymount University. We talk PT, drink beer, and record it. This has been another pour from the PT Pinecast. The PT Pinecast is intended for educational purposes only. No clinical decision-making should be based solely on one source. While care is taken to ensure accuracy, factual errors can be present. More on the show at ptpinecast.com.
Our home on the internet. ptpinecast.com. Created by Build PT. Build PT provides marketing services specifically for private practice PTs.
From website development and hosting,
to providing content marketing solutions
for PT clinics across the country.
See what Build PT can do for you today
at buildpt.com.